Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers taking Brandon Woodruff to the mound against Andrew Haney for the Rangers deep in the heart of Texas. We pick things up in this game in the third inning. Scoreless game at this point. The Brewers' second time through against the lefty Haney. Yelich leads off with a double and quick work from William Contreras right behind him.
Here's the 1-1 to Contreras. And a liner into left center field. That is down, plugs the gap. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Yelich jogging around third to plate the game's first run. It's an RBI double for William Contreras. And the Brewers lead it 1-0.
After an 0-for-10 week in L.A. with runners in scoring position, they quickly start things 1-for-3, but they weren't done in the inning. Two batters later, Mark Canna.
0-1. Line past the third baseman, Smith, and into the left field corner. Contreras trots home. Canna on his way to second. Here's the throw. He slides in there head first safely. It's an RBI double for Mark Canna, and the Brewers lead it 2-0.
Dan Grindle's call once again. How about some feel-good? Willy Adames had three hits tonight. Here's one of them.
There goes the runner. The 3-1 pitch is a ground ball deep in the hole. Past the glove of Seager and into left field. Around third is Canna. He will score. It's an RBI single for Willy Adames and a three spot here in the third for the crew. 3-0 Brewers.
You could feel the tension being relieved for the Brewers, but it would come right back an inning later. Home runs, two home runs in the span of three batters for the Rangers. A two-run shot from Nathaniel Lowe and a solo shot from Mitch Garver tied this game at three. Then furthermore, in the sixth inning, a leadoff double from Corey Seager would come around to score after Woodruff exited and Elvis Figueroa gave up a single up the middle. So it's 4-3 Rangers now as we head to the top of the seventh inning. It all began with a leadoff walk to Christian Yelich. Then William Contreras singled the other way. Men on first and second. A heck of a battle unfolding for Carlos Santana.
2-2. Santana hits one in the air. Deep right. Garcia back at the track. Gone! Carlos Santana, a three-run shot. His 17th of the season. And the Brewers back on top.
If Santana played his whole season with the crew, he'd be second on the team in home runs right now. His fifth with Milwaukee. Huge spot. Gave the crew the lead that they would not relinquish. But the Brewers would add some insurance thanks to William Contreras in the eighth inning as well.
And the 2-2. Ground ball towards the middle. That'll get through base hit. One run scores. Here comes Taylor to the plate. It's a two-run knock for William Contreras. 8-4 Milwaukee.
Mark Canna would also add an RBI. There's Jeff Levering's voice. But then things would get stressful in the bottom of the ninth. The Rangers would manage to plate three runs, and the Brewers would be forced to go to Devin Williams. A bloop double from Jankowski, an RBI ground out, made it a one-run game with Corey Seager with two outs and the tying run at the plate.
Williams ready at the letters. Coming back. Fly ball, center field, back Frelick, warning track wall, jumping and he got it! Sal Frelick right in front of the Brewers' bullpen leaps and makes the catch to save the game.
I don't want to say it was a homer, but it would have been close. Frelick makes the catch, you exhale, and the Brewers win 9-8 in game one of this three-game set with the Rangers. We'll wrap up the show and give you the broadcast schedule one more time after this on WTMJ.